Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Boy, doesn't that sound good. Oh, yeah. Welcome into Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It is not Mark Walters. I'm Andy Hoosier, sitting in for him for another day or two as he's hanging out, kind of traveling around, doing the business thing and working with many of his partners. We are sitting in the GunBroker.com studios, hanging out on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it is brought to you by X Insurance, as he is rocking with so many great different partners all over the place trying to defend the Second Amendment. And I love this segment. I love this segment because as I get to fill in for his show, which is always an honor to do so, I love being able to jump on the microphone and fill in for Mark while we interview him on his show. As Mark Walters hanging out with us on the line with us. Mark, what's going on, brother?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, I love doing this, too. I love being on the other side of the microphone with you, Andy. It's always a blast. You're doing a great job, by the way, man. I really appreciate you jumping in and grabbing the reins, if you will, while we're out here doing some business on behalf of all Armed American Radio listeners, but not just Armed American Radio, the nation. We're doing some fun stuff. We're battling for the Second Amendment. We're entering new territory here on Armed American Radio with a fantastic partner in X Insurance. I'm standing right now in their beautiful offices in Sandy, Utah, and it has been a fantastic couple of days. We've been brainstorming. We're going to be doing some wonderful things. I'll be meeting with Mr. Rick Lindsay, who's been a guest on the program before. He and I will be out in Bellevue, Washington, with the Second Amendment Foundation the week of the 20th for a day, possibly 2 days, for some meetings out there with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Just a whole bunch of cool stuff going down. And the fight for the Second Amendment continues in what is a political environment today that is so toxic and so brutal that we have no choice but to win it.
Yeah, I mean, we have to win this one. And as you've talked about so many different times, is that the Second Amendment is going to be one of those major issues that will drive people to the polls this year. I was concerned that maybe it would kind of drop off and not be necessarily as an important issue is what we thought it would be at the beginning of the year. Now we see the riots, the protesting, the violence, the looting, all the craziness that's going on. And in the swing states, we see the polls where Donald Trump is beginning to creep up, even in states like Minnesota that are usually out of the hands of Republicans and out of reach for them to actually win. But when we see the defunding of police and law enforcement, when we see the riots and protests going on in places like Kenosha, Washington, and people are starting to arm up again, the gun sales are going through the roof right now. I'm thinking the Second Amendment might be somewhat of a priority. What do you think?
Well, it is absolutely a priority, and I love the way you phrased the question, because let me take you back to the first part of your question, that Minnesota might swing a certain way, and I would ask you in return, you mean like Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Michigan? You know, you throw Minnesota into that mix and figure that Ohio is more than likely a foregone conclusion. The election's over, and when you see polls, and you know how I feel about polls, if you think that I'm wrong in my assessment that polls are not scientific, I don't care what they tell us, that 980 people do not represent the thoughts and ideas of 100 million people, when they can say 65% of Americans think this because 1,200 people or 1,100 people were interviewed, to me is a bunch of crap. And if you want truth, or if you want proof about that, ask yourself who your president is and look at the polls mere hours before they opened, okay? This should never have happened, and I want people to understand that. But at some point, you have to look at some certain polls to gauge some type of idea of where we're at, and then put them in perspective with things that you know, that X amount of percentage of people will never say that they will vote for Trump, et cetera. Keeping that all in perspective, when you look at the polls now in Florida, according to polls, is a dead heat. If you take what happened in 2016, Florida goes Trump.
Yeah. No, I think Florida goes Trump. I think Minnesota could go, as you mentioned, with Michigan and some of the other states that are usually predominantly union run or blue are going to go far right. Here's something for you, and I'm going to talk about this later on in the show here in just a little bit, but a headline. The National African American Gun Association says that more black women are purchasing firearms in 2020. Now, the Republican National Convention did a phenomenal job, in my opinion, winning over, I think, showing the success stories, kind of the Ronald Reagan-esque 1984 reelection campaign of the great success stories of America, how great America is, reaching out to not only just Americans, but minorities that usually don't go towards Republican mindsets. And after that, the African-American and Hispanic support for Donald Trump went up by 80%. And when Kamala Harris jumped on board with Joe Biden, it dropped with minority support by 10 to 20%. Now we see this story with African-American women purchasing firearms while Democrats shun firearms and say that they don't need them. Are we sensing that many minorities might be focusing on the Second Amendment as well to drive them to the polls and possibly be swinging them towards a Republican vote like Donald Trump?
Oh, no question. Let me go back and answer the second part of your first question first. You didn't get a chance to get back to that. But is the Second Amendment playing a role? It absolutely 100% is playing a role, as evidenced by the fact that the Second Amendment Foundation has a new release out today, Andy, that has their new television spots now running on major networks, on major services, including both Dish Network, DirecTV, now on Fox, and a number of other networks. I believe even some of the enemy networks, if you want to put it in that way. But I'm going to have to get closer. I've been a little bit busy and haven't had a chance to look through all of the releases, but I know it's on more stations. So, yes, the Second Amendment Foundation is pushing it, and the response has been so significant that the money spend has exploded to get it out beyond just where it was originally, and that was just Fox, I believe. So now let's go back to your question about African-Americans. The latest polls, again, I hate to use that term in this, but we're seeing gun ownership up right now, 58% in the black community. 58%. Yeah. 58%. That's huge. We're also seeing, I believe it was a Real Clear Politics, don't hold me to that one, but I believe it was Real Clear Politics that showed a gun ownership up now over 137 just in a previous month. But if you put all of these things together, if you look at all of this in total, you can't help but feel, with 10 million new gun owners out there, that the Second Amendment is first and foremost in people's mind simply because of the violence that's occurring. And we know for a fact from some studies that have been done, basically call it like an exit interview of people who have purchased firearms that have responded. Why are they buying guns? Because of fear of civil unrest in this country. And that civil unrest is occurring, as we've been telling you for decades on Armed American Radio. Show me an American city in decay. I'll show you a city run by Democrats at all levels. Again, let me go back to that. I believe it was Real Clear Politics. I think the number was 52%, though, and this is why we can never let our guard down, of new gun owners said that they trusted Biden more than Trump. Now, I have no earthly idea, you know, where that poll was taken or what it was or what it said, but it is being reported out there. So the fact that it's being reported means that people are reading it. And as you know, people will read Bob Woodward's book and take away from a political hack job, you know, just like they will anything else, just like they think that Trump said that our, you know, dead soldiers are losers because some Democrat, socialist, you know, Trump-hating, you know, fool said it. So all of this needs to be kept in perspective, and it's more reason why we can never let our guard down. We just can't get complacent. We simply can't.
No, we can't. Absolutely. We're talking with Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, but is the guest right now. I know you just got a couple of minutes left, but I don't understand why they would trust Joe Biden more. Maybe it's the dementia in there. Maybe when he forgets what he's talking about, he can't be scripted nearly as much. So therefore, they trust just a old guy with dementia. I guess that would make sense. Why not?
Well, you know, I watched a part of his press conference here from earlier today. I think he had three people in attendance that were sitting in chairs that were circled around in white paint so nobody could get near him as he was trying to berate Trump for some of these comments. I think Americans are smarter than that. I truly believe they're smarter than that. And when you watch Trump talk, he gave his press conference just moments ago, right before Armed American Radio aired. And his confidence level in his press conferences as he's talking to the press is absolutely there. And that is proof of leadership. He's not shying away or backing away from anything. And he was explaining what the American people need to hear. So I think American people are smarter. You know, again, my opinion. I always rag newspaper reporters or, you know, television reporters. When you hear somebody say, I think, it's not news. I'm not trying to be news. We're giving opinion here. And it is my opinion as the host of this show that I think Americans are smarter, to use that phrase, than the media will give them credit for. We see through what it is they're trying to do.
No, of course it is. We got just a few seconds left before we got to let you go, Mark. But as you talk about potential opportunities and fun things that's going to happen with Armed American Radio and X Insurance, I can foresee some kind of triathlon with extreme sports of maybe parachuting out of a plane, dropping onto the ground, firing some firearms, and then doing some ATVing. What do you think? I see Mark Walters doing this in the near future.
I can tell you that I walked off the back deck of a home today, of a private home today, stepped in a helicopter and took a ride over some of the greatest, most beautiful parts of Park City, Utah today that I've ever seen in my life from a perspective I've never seen before. And as we were hovering over a group of elk, all I could think about was, from the helicopters. So, yeah, there's some great things coming down the pike. Thanks, Andy. Enjoy the rest of the program. Kick butt. I know you will.
It's always good. Mark Walters with Armed American Radio right there. We'll take a break as I continue to fill in for him today and tomorrow, but it's always great to talk with him on his own show. We'll do some more with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense when we come back. Stay here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Andy Hoosier phone in for the great Mark Walters with Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We love hanging out with him, and it's an honor to be able to fill in for him every chance we get to. I love it, and I could do it every day with him if he gave me the chance, because talking about this issue is just a blast, and it's so important at the same time as we are rocking it in the GunBroker.com studios, hanging out on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. And do you just hear all the partners working with this show, with Ledsinger's Whiskey, which I have to admit, definitely tried some over the weekend. It was absolutely fantastic. Pulse TV, MyPillow. I know that Mark's been rocking it with a lot of the MyPillow, and you can get those special codes as well. The Car Arms, which the Car Arms Platinum microphone that we broadcast on each and every day, and the GunBroker.com studios that we have right here. So a lot of them, we appreciate all their support here on the program as he continues to fight for what's right here in the nation, because a lot of people don't like it, which is why we like to do it so much. What I'm talking about. So I want to get into a few things today. As you know, I'm a dork when it comes to election time, so I want to focus on some election stuff while I have the opportunity with Mark's show, and talk about the latest in the election with Donald Trump versus Joe Biden. And of course, now for some reason there's a fascination with like books writing about anti-Trump and what Trump's doing and
the inside of the White House of Donald J. Trump,
and we'll get to those in a second. But when we get into election season and campaigning, which is another thing that I really enjoy, endorsements mean a lot. They do, but they don't. At the end of the day, does it really matter what kind of endorsements? Because you have your views. If you somewhat pay attention and you somewhat halfway understand the platform of the candidates, it doesn't matter who endorses them because you already have your own mind made up. The problem is that many individuals in this country base their vote on a 20-second campaign ad on TV or on radio. They hear one little blurb of the media, they hear a little bit of an attack ad, and they're like, wow, that person's a jerk. And that's about as far as they go with their intellectual understanding of a political candidate. And it's unfortunate. And as we try to encourage as many people to vote in this nation as possible, I try to say that if you're not very well up on the issues or the candidate, maybe you shouldn't vote in that race. Maybe you should just stay home. A staying at home vote and not voting at all, to me, is better than voting for the wrong person and voting for the wrong agenda and doing something really dumb. That's at least my opinion. You need to be an educated voter, not just a voter, but an educated and informed voter, because just throwing your ballot out there actually does more harm than good in the long run. So if you do look at endorsements, if you're not sure, if you're just up in the air, if you're curious, if you half pay attention, you're like, oh, okay, yeah. The EPA endorsed, or the Sierra Club, Green Party, whatever, endorsed the environmentalist wackos. You could look at it that way. If you look at who the NRA endorses, who the Gun Owners of America endorse, who the state gun associations, whatever your state that you're in, whoever they endorse, that's a good sign. If you're pro-life, then you usually look at a pro-life organization as opposposed to someone like whatever other organization. Whatever's important to you, you focus on their endorsements. Well, Trump ended up receiving the endorsement of the police unions, which is not necessarily surprising with what's going on in the nation right now. At the same time, it is, because public unions, me personally, are not the best of my friends. Not a big fan of the public unions. If we want to reform law enforcement with some of the bad apples that are in there, it's going to take the police unions to start opening up more for transparency, for us to call out the bad police officers and have them not be protected as much as they are currently right now. So the unions do have a lot of negatives to them. And I've been very vocal against unions, both public and private, for a very long time. But they did endorse Donald Trump. Why? Well, because of what's going on nationwide with the Democrats that have openly said all cops are bad. We want to defund law enforcement. We want to cause anarchy in the streets. And law enforcement, by the way, you're not going to be able to do anything about it. And that's an issue, isn't it? So while Trump gets an endorsement by law enforcement unions that, by the way, represent over 900,000 officers, doesn't mean that all those officers are supportive of Donald Trump, but I'm sure the majority of them are at this current stage in the game. Joe Biden received didn't really receive any endorsements from the law enforcement unions, which is surprising because the Democrats predominantly get a lot of law enforcement, or not law enforcement, just public unions altogether, because they're always wanting more benefits and more raises and so on and so forth. But the ones that have endorsed Joe Biden, that are, by the way, 175 quote-unquote non-cop endorsers, one of them is very interesting, is the district attorney for the state of Portland, or the city of Portland, which, by the way, is the same one. He refuses to charge any of the rioters on any charges, where Donald Trump says these rioters, these anarchists, are treasonous, are terrorists, and we're going to try and pursue. He's the one saying we're not going to charge. At the same time, the Seattle mayor has endorsed Joe Biden. Now, if you can't tell the difference right now, and if you're still up in the air and I'm an independent, I don't know who to support and who to vote for, that pretty much tells it right there. You have law enforcement unions that usually back the Democrats because they like more benefits and more raises, and Democrats usually fight for those and work with unions closer in order to do that. They stepped away from that to support Donald Trump because we understand that law and order needs to prevail in this election, because this election is going to have a large part to do with that. At the same time, the endorsements coming from the other side to Joe Biden include the ones that are refusing to stop any of the protests from actually stopping. The district attorney, the mayors, the ones that are like, oh, it's just going to be a summer of love. Oh, we have drugs and illegal guns and murders and propaganda and looting of stores and the nice. But it's just a summer of love, isn't it? I mean, we just can go out there. We can party a little bit. We can listen to some music, watch some propaganda documentaries about how evil capitalism is. Well, we go and we loot a Starbucks and we make ourselves a cafe latte or whatever the heck you make at Starbucks, because I don't drink Starbucks. Whatever you do, that sounds great. But we need to endorse those guys. So let's endorse Joe Biden. That's the mindset of the left right now. This really is the big major difference here. So we have law and order on one side, and the Democrats realize it. They understand it. That's why they chose Kamala Harris as the running mate with Joe Biden, because she was supposed to be the district attorney. She was going to be the prosecuting attorney, the one that was going to bring law and order. After we cause the chaos, we'll be the ones to come and clean it up. Because that is honestly the Democrats' favorite thing to do, is cause the anarchy and then say, we're here, my friends, we're here to save the day. And they can waltz right in and they can be the great saviors because the government did something. The government did something, and therefore, we need to give the government more power. We need to give the government more authority. Because they do so well with it, right? With the whole background check thing and with the whole red flag laws and how well that stuff's been working, right? Works fantastic. Muy bueno. As we continue to see lawlessness in our streets to the point to where cops are backing down and saying, we can't do this anymore. They're resigning, saying they don't want anything to do with it anymore because they're not giving the right abilities to go out and actually stop these rioters and protesters. And it's all done by Democrats. So, of course, the law enforcement unions will be backing Donald Trump. And I think that shows not only to the 900,000 law enforcement officers that are backed by the law enforcement union, but I'm pretty sure most of those law enforcement will support Donald Trump, and most of the families will support Donald Trump because of they understand what's really going on. And the family members and friends of the law enforcement members and family members will be supporting Donald Trump because they understand what their friends have to go through on a daily basis. Are you seeing a snowball effect here? Which is why, again, I think that it's going to be a tough fight. At the same time, we're going to do a lot of good in this election. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We got a lot to get to here on the show. Stay tuned.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, it is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. Although Mark Walters out and about, we talked with him just a little bit ago. I'm Andy Hoosier, filling in for him today and tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it very, very much and want to thank all of the great partners that he has here on the show. Of course, that is the Second Amendment Foundation, GunBroker.com, as we are hanging out in the GunBroker.com studios. Car Arms on the Car Arms of Platinum microphones. And Defender Coffee, of course, sipping on that Defender Coffee. I don't know how he does it in the afternoons because it gets me going so much. It's strong. It's powerful. And I have it before the shows. Can't do it much after the shows or else I'd be up all night long because those guys are awesome over at Defender Coffee. For more information on Mark, you can always go to his website at armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org. You can listen to all the podcasts of the show, get all the information on Mark, the show, all the great partners, all that good stuff. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. Again, that's Hoosier without an I, HoosierReason.com. You can find the podcast of my show, the live show that I'm going to have, which is directly after this, actually, which is really awesome. So you can find us, all the podcasting sites, on every podcasting site and on social media at Hoosier Reason. You can follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, also on Parler, which I know is more the conservative-friendly social media site, and, of course, Minds.com, all of it at Hoosier Reason, and you can find us on there. All right, talking about some of the issues. Oh, by the way, so I do this on my show all the time, so I figured maybe we'd bring it on a little bit here, but every day we have to ask how he's doing, because I'm a little concerned about the guy, a little feller. I got to ask him how he's doing. So Joe Biden, as he's on the campaign trail, he's actually leaving his basement once in a while, and now he's starting to fall asleep while he's in the middle of speaking. So we have to ask him every day how he's doing. So, Joe Biden, how you doing, buddy? How you doing? You feeling good today?
I want to be clear. I'm not going
all right,
nuts.
Good to know. Good to know. Glad we're doing well. So as we see many people looking at the election and finding their topical issues, whatever it may be, taxes and regulations, Second Amendment issues, the right to life, law and order, COVID maybe, the issues that are driving people to the voting booths. Whatever it may be, there are concerns, not really concerns, at least from my end or my perspective, but concerns from the media and from the left wing that says that the Republicans are losing their foundation. And there's a few reasons for the reason. Let's go down this rabbit trail for a second, shall we? They say that the Republicans are losing their platform because, number one, we have a populist president. He's not necessarily a constitutionalist. He's not driven by ideological views of a conservative or progressive or constitution or liberal or socialist or whatever. He's not driven by necessarily ideology and philosophy. He's driven by one thing: business and getting the deal done. That's what he campaigned on. He's a populist. Now, I have to admit, I had my reservations about populism when it first came out because I don't like populism. Populism kind of waters down political issues to a point of lack of understanding of the issues. And a lot of people refuse to stand on principles when populism actually prevails. So I'm very skeptical of the idea of populism. However, that being said, I think it's to the point to where we need it because it might actually raise the standards of politics up a little bit, because there are so many people in the nation that make their decisions based on that 20-second campaign ad like we talked about before that they don't know the issues already. And with issues like social media, where you only have 120 characters on the Tweety and you feel like you're an expert on the Tweety, and now you get to shame others because you get to do the one-line zinger instead of actually explaining a policy issue. Very few people know how to dialogue. Very few people know how to actually debate. Very few people have a deeper understanding of the issue outside of the nice little one-line zingers that they see on social media. So we've already sunk to that level. Populism now has risen it up a little bit because it at least gets people a little bit more engaged in what they were. That was the first concern, was that Donald Trump, the populist, now has a dynasty, because if you saw in the Republican National Convention, we saw that a Trump spoke, a member of the Trump family spoke every night of the convention, and they were concerned about dynasties. But the other issue that the Democrats and the media have thrown against the Republicans going into this general election, which is going to be one for the times, let's just admit it, right? It's going to be one for the ages. They say that the Republicans are failing and falling apart because there is lack of unity, and that because the Republicans did not pass a Republican platform. And while Donald Trump came out with his bullet points on what he wanted to see as a quote-unquote platform for his administration, and the Republican Party at the RNC essentially just said, that's a great platform, we're going to roll with it, and we're going to make you the leader of it right now, they say the Republicans are falling apart. And during that nice little bullet point thing that I know Mark has talked about in the past, was not very much of a mention of the Second Amendment. He talked about taxes. He talked about trade deals. He talked about tariffs. He talked about the right to life. He talked about X, Y, and Z. Didn't really mention the Second Amendment during the time that he actually gave those few little bullet points. Now, different story, different time, right? Because now that we went through the Republican National Convention and Trump did speak the last day of the Republican National Convention, I don't know if you're aware or not, but he did throw in the Second Amendment, and it was a major issue that he's now beginning to focus on. Why? Because there's such a demand for it in the nation with all the chaos that's going on. And we already knew that Donald Trump was pro-Second Amendment. Yeah, he's had his faults. He's had a couple of his issues, a couple of his glitches with the whole banning of the bump stock and talking about with the NRA, about trying to push back on some of the lobbyists from the NRA and trying to push back a little bit. But at the same time, he's very wholeheartedly Second Amendment. And the little bit that he's not, you have to admit he's not going to be a purist because he's a guy from New York City. He's a billionaire from New York City, and I don't really see him being the guy out there on the farm shooting a 12-gauge shotgun. Could be. Don Jr. is. How we got that, I don't really know. But Don Jr. is kind of awesome. And he's the one that goes out hunting. In fact, he comes to Kansas all the time to go hunting out here in our backyard, which is really neat. So Donald Trump himself is a Second Amendment advocate, and he's been showing that more. And according to America's First Freedom, it's a really neat article, and I want to read part of it for you, but it is becoming a major part of the platform. Oh, and by the way, the other part of it, too, with the Republicans, we're not falling apart. We already have a platform. There's no need to expand on our platform because right now things are going really well. And with the latest polls we've seen internally within the Republican Party showing Donald Trump has a 98% approval rating among Republicans, I think we're kind of unified. With Democrats that are speaking at the Republican National Convention, I think we're pretty unified. With moderate Republicans, the few mods that are like, I hate Trump, and they went and did the Democrat thing, that's cool. We don't need them anyways. We've been trying to run them out of the party for a while. So thanks for accepting who you really officially are. You feel more comfortable in your skin. You now identify your personal identification as something different. But Donald Trump has made the Second Amendment, along with other issues, a major part of his platform, which means by default, it's a major part of the Republican platform, including minorities, which we'll talk about in the next segment. And as we teased with Mark Walters earlier, Donald Trump's been on the campaign trail for many different speeches in different areas, including, by the way, Joe Biden's home areas, saying, quote, if the left gains power, they will confiscate your guns and appoint justices who will wipe away your Second Amendment and other constitutional freedoms. We will defend your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. And if we don't win, your Second Amendment doesn't have a chance. I can tell you that. We got to do it in the Donald Trump voice. I can tell you that. I have total protection to it. I have totally protected it the best that I can possibly protect it. It's the greatest Second Amendment thing that we've ever seen in our entire lives. It's beautiful. Second Amendment's wonderful. I'll never let the Second Amendment go. But the fact that he mentions it on the campaign trail should put some of us at ease. And I know Mark's done this for a very long time, but the outreach to the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, obviously we're Republican, we're conservative. But on the other end of it, if you make guns or the Second Amendment a priority to you and you are a Democrat, then good for you. You have two options. You can try and change the party from within, which is like what the state representative from Georgia is doing, Vernon Jones, the Democrat, the African-American Democrat, who's wholeheartedly a Trump supporter and who spoke at the Republican National Convention. And I thought one of the greatest speeches at the RNC. You can try and change it from within because the party has left you. You haven't left the party yet, which good for you on that. Good on you. It's going to be a tough fight because now the AOC crazies have run the show for a while. But good on you. And if you try to change it, then all the power to you, and I'll help you do that. The other option you have is to realize the Democrats hate you having firearms, and if you're a Democrat and own a firearm, you might need to reconsider just a little bit, because it's going to be huge. It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be bigly. We'll wrap this up when we come back. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Stay right here.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Andy Hoosier filling in for the great Mark Walters today and tomorrow. So you got me one more day. Can you handle it? I don't know. A lot of people can't. Andy, you just banter way too much. Well, we have a lot of fun here. So welcome into it. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website. You can check him out. We are hanging out on the GunBroker.com studios, broadcasting right over the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it brought to you, wrapped in a nice little bow with X Insurance. And I love hearing their commercials talking about some of the great stuff they have to help protect you with your extreme sporting. That includes, by the way, firearm usage, because apparently we need protection from crazies trying to do really dumb things. And that's why we protect ourselves, and we protect ourselves with insurance at the same time. Also want to thank Front Sight and Lead Slinger's Whiskey for partnering up with Mark on the program here as well. So many great sponsors, so many great partners, and it's really cool to hear all these guys being on the program. So I was scrolling through social media during the break. I had a few more people like me on the Parler, which thank you for that. I appreciate it after hearing us on the show here. And I saw a headline at tip to Breitbart News, Joe Biden, Trump, quote, trying to do away with all health care in America. Now, of course, there's going to be the attacks and the slander and the mudslinging back and forth. Donald Trump says that Joe Biden's going to take your guns away. Joe Biden's going to say that Donald Trump's going to take your health care away. One of them's true. One of them's not. See, if you're going to do mudslinging, I know that it's politics and that they try and lower the bar and water it down to take like one thing out of context and run with it. But you got to have a little bit of basic commonality and basic factual information in your allegations if you're going to do it. Because if you don't, you look really dumb. Joe Biden saying that Donald Trump's going to take your health care away, that's stupid. Can we just say that that's dumb? Because he's not. In fact, he's the one that has advocated for protecting pre-existing conditions, trying to find an alternative to Obamacare, and still having different plans. He's the one that's advocated for expanding massively the competition within the private sector so you can compete across state lines and you can have better access to health insurance, which I don't know if you have any understanding of like basic economics or basic understanding of the private sector, but when there's more competition in the market and it's flooded, then the value goes up and the price of it goes down. Just look at the radio industry. If you have tons of different radio towers all over in your city and in your market, you have like three country stations, you have like two rock stations, you have a couple R&B stations, you have like two or three talk stations. And if it gets oversaturated like that, try being a radio host in a market and see how well that works out for you. Because it's difficult to try and stand out. And it's a battle for the ratings, so therefore you have to raise your quality enough in order for people to want to listen to you and pick you out of all the other ones. Just a simple example, but you get the gist. If there are 20 different restaurants in your nice little town, then they have to raise the quality up so high that they want you to come there every single time because it's that good, so that way you don't go somewhere else and spend your money elsewhere. That's basic economics. That's basic understanding of the private market, the laissez-faire free market capitalist society that we live under, or we're supposed to live under. That's what he's doing with health insurance. If you flood the market with health insurance providers, then you have...
Andy, you have lesser pools. It's totally different. You don't have the pool money to be able to help an individual.
That's not true. That's not true. That's why insurance companies can select who they want. And if they have pre-existing conditions, you can tailor your insurance plans to your needs. Therefore, you know what? Yeah, if you're more sick, then you know what? You may have to pay a little bit higher premium or deductibles. But you know what? Then you can still get covered and everything's all hunky-dory. If you want pre-existing conditions in there, you can get it. You can have options. It's called choices. It's not just the cookie-cutter plan, A, B, or C. You're done. Boom. That's it. And then you have really crappy care. Insurance is not going to go away because Donald Trump cuts Obamacare. That's the Joe Biden plan. So that would be what's called a lie. Now, if we look at the other side of it with Donald Trump saying that Joe Biden's going to take your firearms away, all you literally have to do is listen to the words that he says. Did you hear him mumbling during the presidential debates earlier this year? In December, January, March, when they were doing the presidential primary debates on the Democrat side? Did you listen to what they had to say? Where he was fumbling around with the smart gun with the DNA thing on your finger and the fingerprint, and therefore it can trigger the firearm, and that way it can actually work. And we can do this. Why don't we do this for all guns? Then you had Kamala Harris that said, I'm going to give you 100 days of my administration, and if you do not pass extreme gun control and you do not ban firearms, and I will do it with an executive order with my phone and Obama pen. Or pen and Obama phone, however you want to word it. Then you have Joe Biden also coming out and talking about Beto O'Rourke, saying that he would be the czar to take away your firearms if he became president of the United States. So all you got to do is listen to him. So truth versus complete blatant lie. If you, again, this goes back to needing to understand the issues to go forward. So how do Democrats, the big larger grand scale question here, how do Democrats appeal to the voters and the constituents that they say are their base? The identity politics, the woman demographic, the minority demographic, how are they going to appeal to them? Because what we're seeing right now is a massive increase in gun sales all over the nation because for the first time, according to the latest poll, according to the DallasNews.com, for the first time, gun buyers in Texas fear civil unrest, which is why they're out buying, purchasing firearms. Guess what? People that have purchased firearms, they've kind of been prepared for this situation for a while, haven't they? They've been prepared in case something stupid like this happens. And the ones that aren't, now they're starting to, which is why you see massive amounts of people going out trying to get background checks. You see a massive shortage with ammunition with gun sales right now or with the gun stores all over the nation. They can't keep ammunition in stock, which is why we see as where, according to the WearTV.com, the National African American Gun Association try and say that three times fast. I find it shocking that there's actually a National African American Gun Association. Not surprising to me, but surprising to the left, because they hate minorities being able to carry firearms. In fact, if you remember, the reason the NRA actually started was to help arm African Americans after slavery and after the creation of the KKK by the Democrat Party. But I digress. The National African American Gun Association says more black women are buying guns in 2020. Why do you think that is? This is out of Mobile, Alabama. National statistics show an estimated 3 million gun owners have been 3 million guns have been sold in the U.S. since March. Many bought for the first time by first-time gun owners. There's one group of people taking up arms at record rates during the COVID-19, along with an increase in one group applying for gun licenses, is the National African American Gun Association, or the NAAGA. They're seeing massive increases. Now, why do you think that is? Maybe the unrest, maybe COVID-19. That's their constituency. That's who the Democrats think is their base, are the women and the African Americans. And they're losing them, because if you're seeing a massive increase in that demographic and you're the ones out there saying we need to take the guns away because people are clinging to their guns and Bibles. If they're coming out with that kind of message when their crowd is buying the guns, that crowd better be understanding that the Democrats don't want them to have that firearm, which only drives them to the other side of the aisle, which again wraps up saying that the Republican National Convention did a beautiful job showing the wide open arms that we have as a party, with a message that's for everybody, for equal opportunity to succeed in business and life and protection of yourself. And I think people are starting to wake up to that. And if Democrats lose the women and the minority vote, they're done for. They're done for. And I'm kind of okay with that. That does it for us today. We're back at it tomorrow. We're going to have some more fun. One more day filling in for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier. Make sure to check me out at HoosierReason.com with our live streaming and shows that we have all the time. Mark back at it on Friday after his awesome ideas on what's going on with X Insurance. Until then, like he says every single day, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.